In Sudbury.com, S. ongoing efforts to ensure you have all the information you need to make informed voting decisions in the October 24 municipal election, we have reached out to candidates for ward councillor and each of them to provide responses to a short questionnaire. Besides a photograph, we requested a response from each candidate, limited to 200 words each, under each of the following three categories. Tell me a bit about yourself. Why are you seeking election? What are your key platform points? In the interest of fairness, candidates' responses have been provided in full, with only minor corrections made for clarity and grammar. In the event a candidate went over the 200-word limit per category, their response was cut off to the end of the nearest sentence. In cases where candidates did not separate their response by the three topics, they were cut off at the 600-word mark to the nearest sentence. The photographs provided have been included in this coverage, cropped to adhere to Sudbury.com's sizing requirements. Candidates were sent the inquiry on October 4, at which time a deadline of October 9 was announced. A follow-up email to those candidates who did not respond was issued on October 11 with a noon deadline the following day. It's a three-way race in Ward 4, with incumbent councillor Jeff McCausland challenged by newcomers Pauline Fortin and Alice Norquay. Ward 4 includes Isilda, Donovan and its surrounding area. It has a population of 12,556 and an area of 141.6 square kilometers. To find out whether you live in Ward 4, click here. The following is what came in for Ward 4. Pauline Fortini was born and raised in Chelmsford. My father worked for INCO for over 30 years, so I am literally a miner's daughter with all the values that come with it. I am a northern girl, through and through. In over 30 years, my father missed a total of one day of work, and this is the work ethic he instilled in me. Merci, Papa. I graduated with a great honors degree in law and security, French program, from Cambrian College. In 1990, my first husband and I started Lefebvre Electronics, building and selling those 10-foot satellite dishes many will remember. Several years later, we partnered with Bell and over the years we grew the business to more than 100 employees before selling the installation side of the business. I continue to operate the retail side, and in 2019 opened the curling shop. To build and grow a successful business you need to work hard, you need to be passionate about your purpose and you need to be adaptable to change. You need to be a leader and a planner and a well-organized person. You need a certain tenacity to get things done. For more than 32 years, I have acquired and demonstrated all of these skills and I am now offering this experience and passion to the residents of Ward 4 and our city to help build a better future for ourselves and our children and grandchildren. Greater Sudbury is a wonderful city with wonderful people. It is an outdoor paradise in every direction, every season of the year. Yet it feels broken and backwards, so I am running to bring my lifetime of acquired skills and leadership to our council and to move our city forward. I am running to bring more than 32 years of business experience and leadership to Ward 4 and provide a new energy and a focus on listening to the people. When you look back on amalgamation, we went from 68 politicians to just 13. That means we went from 68 watchdogs of our tax dollars to only 13, and now it seems like we don't even have that many. We need councillors who will be the voice of the people and true watchdogs of the public purse. Too often, the loudest or most powerful voices are being heard, or we have councillors with their own priorities, agendas or groups, and the will of the majority is not even being considered. All councillors must listen to the will of the majority and be true guardians of taxpayers' dollars. I believe in transparency and in democracy and in needs over wants. I do not support the Junction East project and will support stopping this project because knocking on doors I am absolutely certain the vast majority of voters and taxpayers do not want $100 million of borrowed money spent on such a project. I am also very concerned that our city has developed an addiction to borrowed money. As a business person, I know how dangerous this can be, and as a city we have just gone through the Laurentian University nightmare. We must be very, very mindful of how all this borrowed money gets spent. We have so many problems: homelessness, lack of addiction services, inadequate police services and volunteer firefighters, affordable housing and assisted living for seniors, an old arena, horrible roads and decaying infrastructure. I support spending on these things because they are the things that matter to us all, and I hear this every day knocking on doors. Jeff McCausland, tell voters about yourself. For 4 years I've been representing Ward 4, Azilda, the Donovan, Elm West and Rayside. I was born in St. John, New Brunswick to two Anglophone parents, and learned to speak French while training for the Canada Games and studying in Quebec. I was introduced to Northern Ontario while working as a tree planter near Chapleau, and moved to Greater Sudbury for a 4-month contract 14 years ago. Our city's vibrant community, rugged landscape and wealth of opportunities inspired me to make this my home. I'm a professional musician by trade and an entrepreneur at heart. I've co-founded a successful local restaurant, designed beer recipes for Stack Brewing and worked both in front of and behind the camera on local film sets. For 8 years, I was part of Greater Sudbury's Juno-nominated Silver Birch String Quartet, and since 2013, I've been playing and touring with local bluegrass band, Murder Murder. When not working, I love playing hockey, hiking, camping, photography, live music, and spending time with my family. As a new father, with a second on the way, I have a renewed commitment and energy for our community, and I care about what kind of city we are building for future generations. Why are you seeking election? Because my experience, proven track record, and commitment make me an excellent candidate. This city has given me so much over the years, that a little over 4 years ago I decided to get more involved and try to give back. I ran and won a seat around the council table, and since being elected in 2018 I've been putting in full-time hours for what's supposed to be a part-time job, as I believe that the work requires that level of dedication to be done well. I'm a creative problem solver, a compulsive researcher, and ready to listen to anyone with ideas on how we can make our community better. My voice on council is focused on innovation, sustainability and ensuring Greater Sudburyans are getting the best bang for our buck. I have the experience needed to move our city forward, a proven track record of results. I've heard from thousands of residents about what they want our city priorities to be, and I'm ready to get back to work. I'm asking the people of Ward 4 for your support on October 24th so I can put my experience to work for you for a second term. What are your key platform points? Roads. We need to hold the government and industry accountable to get the roads we deserve. It's 62 kilometers from the Levick mine to the Falconbridge smelter along roads that local taxpayers pay for. In 2018, the province promised that the North would get real, formal revenue sharing from mining and a fair cut. They need to make good on their promise, charge the mines for the strain they put on our roads and infrastructure, and let us have the city we deserve. Help the homeless, support seniors, and create affordable housing. We're seeing a generational shift with baby boomers retiring. We need initiatives like community paramedicine that help seniors age in place, and we need to remove barriers to building affordable housing. We also need to expand our partnerships, and continue supporting evidence-based solutions in the fight against homelessness. Invest in our parks, recreation facilities, and support community volunteers. The generational shift also means we need to retain our young professionals, attract new people to move here, and expand what we have to offer young families. Increased funding for our parks and recreation facilities will ensure that we are taking better care of what gets us outside and active, and where people get together. Alice Norquay, tell voters about yourself. I am a 34-year-old native Greater Sudburyan. I grew up in Walden and have lived in the downtown, Donovan, Elm West area since 2010. I am a child and youth worker, as well as a school bus driver, though I spend most of my time coaching basketball in Azilda and Chelmsford and mentoring younger coaches. I have a bachelor's degree in droit et justice, law and justice, from Laurentian University and a diploma in techniques and education spatialise, child and youth work, from College Boreal. I engage in what is called blue sky thinking. My preferred approach to projects is to imagine the ideal result without obstacles, and working backwards from there, developing step-by-step plans in order to achieve that goal and prepare for any difficulties that may come up. I am profoundly resilient and willful, resourceful and an excellent and creative communicator. I am at my most productive when I'm part of a team, bringing out the best in my colleagues while supporting our needs. I am, without a doubt, built for public service, and the best candidate to represent Ward 4. Why are you seeking election? I love Greater Sudbury the way that people love their parents. When I was young, Greater Sudbury was the ideal. I couldn't imagine a better place to call home. As I grew older, I became aware of the flaws in the city, which only motivated me to want to make things better. I have always engaged in community service, being on the boards of directors for L'Arche Sudbury and College Boreal, a vendor at the Greater Sudbury Farmers Market, and coaching basketball since 2008 with this goal in mind. I have a vision for a Greater Sudbury that has grown through the pains of amalgamation, where our attractions and resources are distributed across each distinct community to encourage individual neighborhood pride as well as a broader sense of citywide belonging. The reason I have chosen to run now is due to a small interaction I had in the winter of 2021-2022, during which I had stumbled upon an unconscious and unresponsive neighbor with evidence that he had injected something. During the ensuing visit from the paramedics, he was okay, and we were able to get him to a shelter. I was struck with a feeling of helplessness stronger than I had ever felt in my life. I am nearly 6 feet tall and built like a fridge. I am not helpless. But in that moment, there wasn't anything I could do to help this man. It was then that I realized that running for election and being part of our local government was how I could help, and how I could make things better. What are your key platform points? Practically speaking, my first priorities would be to propose and pursue an advocacy and action committee for the downtown core, made up of the four councillors who represent the area. To improve pedestrian and cyclist infrastructure, through additional sidewalks in Azilda and streetlighting on Municipal Road 35. To prioritize the maintenance of drainage infrastructure in the Blizzard Valley, Azilda, Chelmsford farmland along Municipal Road 15. To develop a strategy to unite Ward 4 through promotion of community resources and local business networking. To move Burton Street and Lansdowne Street up in the priority list for road improvement as school buses and city buses use those streets frequently. Election day is October 24, which will be preceded by 2 weeks of online voting and advance paper ballot opportunities. For a rundown of voting locations, click here.